any of the areas that, out of understandable fear, that you might be sucking the life out of it because you're worried or afraid or upset or stressed because something might not happen the way you want or in the timing that you want, surrender. Release it. And become the vibrational match to that which you seek.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Darling, how are you? So looking forward to our time here together today. It's always just such a treat for us to be able to dive in deep to the issues that you and I care about the most, that impact our lives the most, and just really open up the space for us to manifest our dreams, all of our dreams. And today I woke up super early, and fortunately, I didn't stay in bed, and I did roll out of bed and made some coffee, lit a few candles, and just sat in the silence of the early morning. And I was guided to pick up a book that I haven't picked up in over a decade, and it's the Esther and Jerry Hicks Ask and It Is Given. And let me tell you, I am so glad I did. I think that you're going to be glad I did too. Because it really reminded me of how loved we are, how supported we are, and how we are meant for nothing but epicness. So today we're going to be diving into discussing the concept of being and becoming the vibrational match that we seek. So let's start with a prayer, and then I'm going to share with you some insights that I got from my reading this morning. And we'll take a look and see how they apply in your life as well. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for this beautiful message of reminding us of truth. Truth that with you we are powerful. Truth that we are supported by known ways and ways that are even invisible to us. Thank you that every desire that we have, that our soul craves for, is actually what we are meant to manifest. And thank you for sending us the angel messengers and through books and podcasts and teachers and programs that remind us of what our soul knows to be true. Is that we really can be, do, and have it all so that we are, yes, enjoying our lives, but also contributing in such a big way. And we pray this believing, amen. All right. So I don't know if you're feeling like I am, but I like to try not use the word, but, you know, we're like rounding out this year. We're rounding out all of the heaviness and all of the angst and all of the confusion and all of the divisiveness. And we're kind of not through it yet. You know, it's like this year isn't over. The pandemic isn't, at the time of this recording, it's not over. There's still seemingly constraints on our lives and our freedoms and our ideals. And yet, Spirit is bigger than it all. And yet, I don't know about you, and I certainly know that so many people have experienced massive, massive change and hardship and even devastation this year. And I also know many, many people that this year has been a gift of expansion. It's been a gift of opening. It's been such a gift in the pivot because for so many of us that thought we might have even been living our best lives, there was such bigger, more pleasurable, more abundant ways to be living that we were blind to. And this pandemic has opened us up to that. I know I've shared many times how I thought the best 2020 for Gina DeVee would be traveling around the world, speaking on stages, talking about my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, and doing in-person events and in-person retreats and more of what I've quite frankly been doing for almost 20 years now. And for me, one of the changes this year is that the universe had a bigger and better idea. And I have pivoted into the digital space, and I pivoted into different programs that I didn't even know I was going to create this year. And I've pivoted into new marketing modes that absolutely bring me joy. When before, like, my least favorite part of my day, my week, my life was anything to do with marketing. I mean, I'm having so much fun with this podcast, and I hope that you're really enjoying it. And it's like, because I was so busy focused on all the marketing efforts that I didn't enjoy doing, I was missing out on the ways that I love interacting with you and love sharing what's in my heart and my own journey and lessons to learn and all the things. And so what I woke up to today, and the message I'm really coming to you with, is becoming the vibrational match for every desire you have. So just let that soak in. Like, we have the opportunity. I'm going to explain what all this means if this is sounding like a little bit of psychobabble to you, so just hold tight. But becoming the vibrational match to everything we desire. It's like, poof, all of the fear, all of the worry, all of the stress, all of the depression or anxiety about, like, not being able to have, be, do, become, it just evaporates. When you have this concept so deeply rooted in you that your only job is to become the vibrational match for everything you desire. And, you know, I've seen this happen in, like, almost every area of my life, and yet having these words to hold on to and this concept communicated in this way has brought me so much relief when I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. And I just kind of dove into the book, and I would, like, read a sentence, and then like a beautiful morsel of food, like, I would just, like, sit there and savor it. And I'd read another paragraph, and then I'd get some ideas and write in my journal. And, you know, this feminine way of being is so opposite to what we've been taught. You know, the feminine way of being is, how good are you going to get at receiving? How good are you going to let life get? And that involves embracing the opportunity to raise yourself to the vibrational level for that, which, whatever the desire is. If it's to call in your soulmate, lose weight, make a certain amount of money, work in a particular way. And I know that when I sat down in my journal this morning, and I want you to do this as well, like, really take a look at, because most of you are entrepreneurs, like, how simplified can you get your business model? Like, I think that we've just kind of sucked the life out of our passion-based businesses because we've gotten so busy doing so many things, and myself included. I could say, okay, let's launch this and let's do that and let's start this program, but what about that one? And my concept has always been do less better. And at different phases in my business, I have walked that talk more or less. But when I got into my journal this morning, I really started understanding that, of course, I'm committed to growth. Of course, I want to impact more lives. And of course, I want to make more money. But I crave an up-leveled experience in my life that involves more divine living, that involves more space to think, to be, to cook, to read a book, to just live. And when I took a look at what I had designed with certain business models, okay, we're going to do this program and moving into 2020, we're going to do that program and this way. And then I was just like, this, I'll make more money if we do that, sure. I'll keep working the same, if not more. And I'm like, what's the real desire? And I found myself like, not being like challenged to dream, but a little bit, because like all the fears already started like kind of caving in terms of like, well, that's not going to happen. You can't do that. And that's not realistic. That sounds just too easy, too good to be true. And all this natter. And I was like, hold, please. If I'm applying what I've learned in Joe Dispenza's books about your mind creates a reality, and if I am applying spiritual principle from every text, from the Bible to Course in Miracles to Asking is Given, etc., that anything is possible. And yes, there's a certain amount of business savvy, whatever, nuts and bolts this, to that you have to get down. But it's so minor, and so much of the work that I did in my journal at 4:20 this morning was about allowing, was about savoring, was about reimagining how amazing could life get. And for me, that looked like expanding the number of lives I could touch. Okay. It looked like expansion of financial resources. Okay. It looked like decreased number of offers. Okay. On one level, my soul breathed this huge sense of relief. And my brain started thinking, but can it work? Can it work? Can it work? And I was just like, stop. Because my brain wasn't really saying, can it work? It was saying, it probably won't work. It probably won't work. It probably won't work. And I was like, no. What if I become the vibrational match so that I am doing less better, that I have in certain programs and certain offers, more people in them, like leave this podcast, if more people were listening to this and I could impact more lives, and then what in the programs that aren't free offers, there were more people in them and I was doing less. And then what would that space in between look like? And I just felt my breathing get really expansive, and it almost seemed like a fantasy. It almost seemed like, no, Gina, you got a really good life. Like, just keep it going, keep it where it's at, keep maintaining. And that just seemed like the old ways, like pre-pandemic mentality consciousness. And I went back into who would I need to become the vibrational match of working less, making more, working less, having even more impact, and really allowing for the space of divine living. So for me, so much of divine living is, I love my work. I love the queen conversations that you and I are in. I love us women becoming the next feminine leaders and talking about women's empowerment. I love seeing women get their breakthroughs around financial success. I do. I love all of that. And I've worked a lot over my past 20 years. I haven't been one of those people like, let's take a year off. I mean, I haven't even taken like a solid month off since I started my business. And I'm not playing a martyr. I mean, I certainly haven't worked 20-hour days, and it's not like that. But I really know that there's a next level for me. And I really know that, fingers crossed, because at the time of this recording, I can't get to Europe, but like just spending time in France and Italy and cooking, painting, swimming in the sea, you know, roaming through little towns and villages and perusing through flea markets and, I don't know, decorating, like some of the feminine arts that I have done and I dabble with, but haven't fully indulged in. And I was like, that I'm not talking about even the rest of my life, but just like a season of it, right? And for me now to not say, well, I'm going to work really hard and then in retirement or whatever, that concept doesn't float my boat. But really to imagine right now, what would the framework of a life and a business model with more space, what would that really look like? So then like I jotted it down in my journal and I was like, okay, had to develop a belief that it could happen, but I'll do that. I've developed beliefs before of things that were unfamiliar to me and didn't think could happen. And then it was this concept that was written about in the book where it was like becoming the vibrational match. And it delighted me. There was like a sparkle and a dazzle and a curiosity and like an adventure in that. I was like, okay. And I just started asking the better questions. What would it look like for me to become a vibrational match to this from idyllic business model and way of being and really divine living? And one thing I got was focus. And not like in the regimented, militant, masculine kind of like head down, nose to the grindstone way, but more in a way of devotion. I've seen it all throughout the years, but I've seen it recently where when things aren't necessarily going the way someone wants to in business, for women, they can be really hard on themselves, but it can be hard to take that. So there can be these projections and complaints can start to happen and fear will set in and frustration and unconscious language will come up and like, I'm doing everything I know to do, or the coaching's not working, or I did what you said and the program's not working, or I signed up and I paid for this, but it's not working. And then someone else is like, yeah, me too. And I don't know, I read some thread on Facebook recently and like people were like, so, you know, like God bless them. The conversation was low vibe in terms of complaining about high priced programs and who really does that. And so when I'm talking about focus, I'm going to sit there and say, like, when I watched all these other conversations take place, there was a part of my vibe that got dropped. And there were other conversations where I saw myself getting dragged down into the muck and the mire and the low vibe frequency of the complaint session, or what I was hearing was the gossip session. And when I was reading these words about becoming the vibrational match to that which you desire, it like the other stuff already looked and sounded and felt icky, but like this made me like so much more fierce about and excited to really guard my mind and my eyes and my ears and my heart and be so focused on the possible outcome of my desires from a place of devotion, I could feel the vibration lift. And then when I started to really be in tune and communing with the universe about the unlimited possibilities, then it was really like this awe-inspiring reverence of like asking, how can it happen? How can it happen? And that became exciting. And then I would read more in the book and I just really got in such a deeper way. It's actually not even up to me to make this happen, and certainly not for it to be forced to happen. And so I opened myself up instead to miracles, like miracle-mindedness. And all I did was I said, all right, I see this business model clearly outlined in my journal that right now looks like a dream. Well, right now it looks like such a level of utopia. And then I wrote out this prayer. Dear God, please use me. Please use my voice. Please use my life. And so it is. And I really got that if this is how my life is meant to be used, A, I wasn't attached. God can redirect if it's not. And I got myself out of the way. Like I got myself out of the attachment. I got myself out of the forcing it, the controlling it. And I really got that I am not the source of creating it in that sense either. I got myself out of the way and was like, this is up to God and Spirit in the universe to guide my steps, show me the way. And it was like this active passivity. Like I was very rooted in being used. I'm very rooted in the higher vibration of an even more beautiful life and an even more abundant life, a life that contributes in even bigger ways than what I'm conscious to. And I got connected with all of the invisible forces that I know and believe in can usher in whatever this next level is meant to be. And in that, I sat in my feminine power. And in that, I sat in certainty and peacefulness and delight. And that's what I desire for you. Any of the areas that, out of understandable fear, that you might be sucking the life out of it because you're worried or afraid or upset or stressed because something might not happen the way you want or in the timing that you want, surrender. Release it. And become the vibrational match to that which you seek. Another example that's coming to mind to share. So many of you have been asking about, talk about love, talk about calling in the one, talk about attracting your soulmate. I didn't have the language for this at the time, but when I really realized I was done dating, I was done with the pathetic, boring, painful, expensive dating vibes that I had going on, and I only was available for my soulmate. So I realized that I really didn't understand men. And I had enough intuition intact that I wanted, for me, a king of a man. That was just the archetype that I resonated with. And I realized I didn't understand these creatures at all. I did not understand the way they thought. I didn't know what they were attracted to. Every instinct I had seemed to be the opposite. So I started reading books. I started reading books like Iron John and Fire in the Belly and The Way of the Superior Man. And as I did, my frequency rose, my education rose, my awareness rose, my understanding of who I was looking to be connected with rose. And then I realized, as this, my vibration was lifting and like in the vortex of the king energy and the king frequency, that the only rightful partner to a king was a queen. And that's when I realized that was my work. I had enough understanding now about men and what they were looking for, because that's who I was looking to attract, king of a man. And now it was time for me to raise my frequency from martyr and princess and codependent this and invisible that to the frequency of a queen, so that I would then attract the frequency of a king to become the vibrational match. And, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I just started asking, what would it look like for me to be a queen? And found the story of Queen Esther of Persia and found the next mentor and started understanding what femininity really was and all the qualities of a queen that are of super high vibration, and it like skyrocketed me up. So whether you're looking to become the vibrational match of being really physically fit or in the best shape of your life, or to become the vibrational match of financial relaxation, or to become the vibrational match of being supported with an A-plus team, or the vibrational match of a marriage where you are just seen and adored and cherished, or if it's not a marriage, then a partnership. We have the ability to become that vibrational match because it's already in us. It's who we are at our true essence. We've just got to get all of the programming and the conditioning out of the way that we can't have, be, and do everything that we desire. This is spiritual law. The desires were placed in our heart in the first place by spirit. So why would spirit place a desire in our heart and not give us the ability to manifest it? And not to mention, there's other people who've already manifested what you desire to manifest, and they're no more special than you. They're no more loved than you. And so everything that you desire, I want you to open up to it. Open up to the truth that your desires matter. Open up to making you a priority and to stop overgiving and putting everyone else first and saying yes when you want to say no, and to stop saying no when you want to say yes. These are the qualities of a queen when you're that just naturally raise your vibration. When you are your authentic self, regardless of what someone else is going to say, regardless of how it looks to society, regardless of how practical or logical or predictable someone else says it is, you start taking a chance on you. You start following your gut instincts, letting your yes be yes and your no be no, and allowing such an abundance and an overflow even of good coming your way. Your dreams, your desires, your business model, your dream home, your soulmate, your motherhood goals, whatever it is, start saying yes to it. Start being curious about it. Start becoming that vibrational match. And in the becoming the vibrational match, to not let yourself be taken out of the game, the reason why I brought up the other piece around focus is become so dedicated in a spiritual practice of devotion to that, that you let nothing else in, so that nothing will drop that vibration or get you distracted or put you on a 2-week detour or have you falsely believe that, that was nice when you kind of had that glowing emotional state at 4:20 in the morning when you woke up and the candles were lit and no one else was there. But that's not real life. Oh, sister, it is for us. For me and you, it gets to be our real life. And what I know for sure of what this planet needs, like never more obviously, is women like us living life on our terms by the feminine principles, allowing more than enough to come into our lives, from money to time to space to love, really creating new lifestyles for ourselves that don't have us working all the time, that don't have us always being busy, that don't have us making the difference for everyone, being everyone's savior, and being so in the overgiving that we rob ourselves of the experience of receiving our good, receiving any pleasure that you delight in. And you don't have to be worried that you're going to go on some binge. It's not who you naturally are. This just gets you back to your place of your natural, high, beautiful, gorgeous, mystical, magical, high vibration. And then you become the vibrational match for all of those desires because they are valid and you are worthy. And I'm ready. I'm ready for the next level. I know you are too. I'm creating a higher level of devotion to this next level. And I'd love for you to join me there. And it gets really simple. It's about the focus. It's about asking, how can you? It's about being so clear about just taking the next step. You don't have to know all the answers. There's no perfectionism, just drops the vibration. Openness, allowing, joy, say yes, dancing in the unknown, not needing to control, not needing to have all the answers, and certainly not needing to be practical, probable, or logistical. It's time for us to return to the arts, the feminine arts of play and passion, and this is where we get our power from. If it's time for you to get a massage so you can get back into your body, or to prioritize yourself so there's time and space for you to move your body, to have a workout, to write in your journal. Let's see how much more we can become by working so much less. And let's delegate to the universe from a place of such reverence and such love. I mean, can't you see all the angels like jumping up and down saying, yes, yes, finally, because we wanted to come in and do that for you. We wanted to create the miracle. We know where that connection for you needs to be met. We know how to part that Red Sea and pave that new way. We just needed you to get out of the way so that you can be focused and devoted to becoming that vibrational match. And then you watch all of it fall into place. So I'd love to see what the vibrational match is that you are looking to magnetize. I want to see what your dreams are, what your goals are, what you delight in, and what you believe is the next step for you becoming that vibrational match. Maybe it's creating a new habit, like getting up early, or starting to journal, or read a new book, or work an hour less each day, or maybe start with prayer. I'm so excited to see what it is for you. So make sure that you take a screenshot of this episode. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway is. Tag me on Instagram. Share this with a sister who could really use the reminder that she absolutely has what it takes to be, do, and have anything she desires. Thanks so much for being here today. Whew! I know I feel better. I hope you feel better. I want to invite you to make sure that you are signed up for the Q Club premiere. That's right. This is 5 days where you just get to come and be given to the desire that we're talking about you manifesting. It's going to be just enhanced and supported so much more over these 5 days of goodness, of you getting so great at divine living. So I want to make sure you're there. It's totally free. Tell all your friends about it. Check out the links in the show notes and make sure you are signed up because it's only 5 days. I want to make sure that you get in on it. Lots of love, ladies. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.